the main single reason why India over these centuries has been so minimally Christianized is Islam. Now the sound has stopped. Thomas Aquinas, remember, the Feast of Corpus Christi was instituted by the Vicar of Christ in order to stabilize faith in the real presence. The Feast of Corpus Christi, therefore, is now a universal feast. I was so happy we had the Corpus Christi procession, even though it was, well, on Christ the King Sunday. Thomas Aquinas wrote the clearest and strongest language about the real presence. Very clear. We saw some of it, remember, and we quoted from the Laudation, the Tantum Ergo, Adoro Te. Very clear. And remember those words. Grace et fides supplementum sensuum defectui. Let faith supply for what is wanting or missing in the senses. The senses do not perceive even a man. Yet fides, faith supplies. Acharyas, it is not only a man behind those Eucharistic elements, but it is the incarnate God. That is St. Thomas. Then, and I will just choose and pick, I would like to start at least even in this class, at least the next class, well, another part of our course. A great saint, devoted to the Holy Eucharist, who wrote extensively, was Saint Alphonsus Liguori. As you may know, or do you know, what order, what community that St. Alphonsus found? Redemptorist. He wrote over 100 books. I'm trying to catch up. I don't think I will. And St. Alphonsus wrote both on the Eucharist, whole books. And who knows the name of the book on Our Lady? Glories of Mary. They wrote many books, but his most important book on Our Lady is The Glories of Mary. And Alphonsus could not be clearer. Except for Mary, he would not have the Eucharist. And sisters, this is it. This is it. You only ask clearly understand our Catholic faith as we know. I don't mean just believe, but understand. The Eucharist began in the womb of Mary. And believe me, many priests, sadly, are confused. Alphonsus is very clear. In other words, the Eucharist began the moment Our Lady told the angel, "Be it done to me according to your word." St. Alphonsus also advocates praying before the Blessed Sacrament. And this, I don't know what the practice is in India, may I ask? Would you people know, speaking of churches in India, how many, what percentage of Catholic churches in India are open during the day? Few, many, almost. What would you say? Few, many? So,
most
are open during the day. Not just in Calcutta, but in other parts of India too, right? Thank God. Thank God. In the United States, most Catholic churches are closed most of the time. A bishop friend of mine who has passed away, my closest friend in the hierarchy, and he wrote an article, and Frank, we could find the article. It's by Bishop Hastrich, and the title of the article, his only memory is, "The Greatest Problem in the Church in America." And on the outside of the magazine is a picture of two church doors with a lock, padlock. In other words, locked, closed churches. Now the reason they give is, well, to protect these churches from robbers. I'm sure you have thieves in India. But I don't know India. I know the United States. The city that I live in, and Frank lives nearby, Detroit, is an archdiocese. Detroit is the largest crime city in America. However, the main reason, the real reason for these closed churches is that people do not come to church to adore our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. And if people were there, then thieves would not break in. As I told you, and my last chance to repeat it, I have an order, explicitly in so many words, by Pope John Paul II. Do everything you can, to restore faith in the real presence among American Catholics where they've lost that faith, and strengthen the faith where it's weak. Which, by the way, sisters, is one reason we're spending so much time on the Holy Eucharist. Holy Father is deeply concerned about the weakening of faith in the real presence among Catholics in, well, many countries, and with emphasis in America. So, St. Alphonsus Liguori, promoting not just faith in the Blessed Sacrament, but prayers before the Blessed Sacrament. Sister, do you have your booklet? I was so happy when Sister showed me. Visits to the Most Blessed Sacrament and the Blessed Virgin Mary, St. Alphonsus Liguori. And sisters, remember this statement. This is St. Augustine. Caro Jesu, caro Maria. The flesh of Jesus is the flesh of Mary.